This is the standing yoga sequence for the Mindful Berkshire's mindfulness-based stress reduction program. Regular practice with this recording reinforces the ability to be truly present to the sensations, the thoughts, and emotions that make up the everyday moments of our lives. Through this practice, we bring a fresh perspective to whatever is happening, be it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. We develop the capacity to be with things as they are, without the need to analyze, change, or manipulate the world around us. In bringing a non-judgmental, kind curiosity to the practice, we promote self-care and well-being. Finding a time and secure place where distractions will be minimal, wearing loose clothing that promotes easy movement and breathing, will support the intention to practice. And far more important than strictly following the guidance is to listen to the wisdom of your own body. If any movements don't feel right, modifying them in any way that accommodates the needs of your body at any given moment. Knowing that another option is to find a comfortable position and simply imagining doing the movement. This, too, is a support to the mind-body connection. As we proceed through the movements, you're invited to notice any preconceived notions or expectations that you may be bringing to the practice. If a thought arises that there's something to be achieved here, flexibility, even a relaxed state, this is an opportunity to bring kindness to yourself, remembering that you need only show up, being present to what is, moving through moment to moment with gentle care. In this way, we can see how things are always changing. Nothing is fixed. What may be a limitation today, tomorrow may be the edge of a limitation that we choose to nudge a little. Exploring the limits and seeing how we meet them. Over time, present to the body's capabilities and the thoughts, sensations, and emotions that are evoked by them can lead to deep inner wisdom and a strengthened mind-body connection. Beginning now, standing in the standing mountain pose, feet under the hips, toes straight ahead, sensing the contact the feet make with the floor. Maybe lifting the toes a bit to increase the sense of contact, then releasing them down, sensing a truly grounded stance of dignity and stability. Then exploring how the weight is distributed in the feet by playing a little bit, leaning forward to the toes, then back into the heels, swaying side to side, noticing how the body compensates to maintain balance. Then just standing with the weight evenly divided, noticing the subtle micro movements of balance. Now moving attention into the legs, noticing the position of the knees. Are they locked or gently flexed? You may try bringing a little bounce into the knees. And then moving the attention up into the pelvis through the thighs. Noticing if the pelvis is tilted forward or back. Noticing the front, the back, the sides. Imagining if the pelvis was a bowl, positioning so that none of the water would spill out. Releasing the lower spine gently by imagining sand in the back pockets. Now, bringing attention to the entire torso, from the hips to the shoulders. Lengthening the spine, opening the shoulders, the chest, and the throat. Arms hanging easily by the sides. Opening the ribs. Each breath creating more space between the vertebrae. Feeling space for the breath throughout the torso and up through the spine and the head, balancing at the top of the spine, and the face gentle, the mouth, jaw, eyes, and forehead soft. Standing in this grounded, rooted posture, and feeling the breath like a mountain breeze move throughout the body. And from this mountain pose, opening the arms, facing the palms outward, and on an in-breath, lifting the arms out to the sides and up overhead, reaching as far as feels right, honoring your limits. Feeling this full body stretch through the back, the shoulders, the arms and fingers. Feeling the breath moving. And then, when ready, with palms facing down, allowing the arms to float down to your sides. And again, on an in-breath, reaching the arms out, and with open palms, bringing the arms overhead as far as you can, and feeling the breath throughout the body. Breathing, and then turning the palms down, allowing the arms to float back down to the sides again. And now repeating this movement several times to the pace of your own breathing. Enjoying the stretch. Noticing any tendency to hold the breath. And then feeling the weight as gravity allows the arms to float back down to the sides. And now moving to shoulder rolls, beginning by moving the shoulders up to the ears, then rolling them back and down, moving them forward toward the chest, and then up and back and down, moving at your own pace and exploring the full range of motion, bringing curiosity. What's to be discovered here? Moving one at a time, both together, and then reversing moving up, back, down, forward, sensing what it's like to move in this direction. Countering the usual tendency to hunch. Then moving in either direction and coming to stillness. What sensations are present? Noticing the effects of shoulder rolls. Now we are going to explore the possibilities of movement in the neck, beginning by turning the head to the left only to its limit, breathing at the end of its range. Then coming to the right, breathing, and when ready, coming back to center, repeating now at your own pace, but being very careful about your limits. Noticing if the range changes with each repetition. And when you're ready, coming back to center and pausing to experience the results. Maybe noticing warmth or tingling. And now allowing the chin to move gently toward the chest. Letting the head be heavy, but not going beyond your limits. With awareness, moving the head back to center, then gently tipping the head up, looking up without constricting the back of the neck, as if nodding a slow yes. Doing this several times, being aware of the sensations in the neck and avoiding all strain. Coming to center and working with the sides of the neck. Beginning with lowering the right ear toward the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders down and at ease. A gentle stretch here as you breathe. And lifting the head to center, and then lowering the left ear to the left shoulder. Repeating this movement several times yourself. Opening and breathing, softening the jaw as you breathe. When you're ready, returning to center. And now widening awareness to connect to the whole body, reconnecting with the firmness, strength, and presence of Mountain Pose. Sensing your foundation deeply rooted in the earth, and from this grounded position, allowing the spine, neck, and head to be upright. Spacious, feeling the length and breadth of the body, and breathing. Now we'll be moving to a balance pose. Having a visual focal point helps you to stabilize. So finding a point either on the wall in front of you or on the floor a few feet ahead on which to focus the gaze. If more support is needed, it's fine to use a chair. Shifting the weight now onto the right foot, and when you're ready, extending the arms straight out from the shoulders to your sides. the same time lifting the left leg straight out to the side, as high as is possible for you today. Balancing on the right leg. Breathing. Noticing any thoughts or emotions as well as what's going on in the body. Are you holding your breath? What's working? What's keeping you upright? Noticing what's tensing that might not need to be, the jaw, the forehead. What would happen if you tried smiling? More ease or less? Allowing time to play. Now, lowering the leg and arms and releasing the body's exertion, coming back to mountain pose. Shifting the weight now to the left leg to support the lifting of the arms out to the side and lifting the right leg straight out to the side as high as is possible for you today. Focusing the eyes, breathing. Aware of what's happening. Noticing what's happening at the surface of the body and deep into the core. Maybe noticing differences in the right and left side. And lowering the right leg and the arms. When you're ready, not waiting for the instruction if holding for too long isn't right for you. And as you recenter in mountain pose, just gently shaking out the body from this effort, recognizing the work that goes into these stretches and the concentration involved in paying attention in this way. We'll repeat this now, but at a different pace to get a different effect. Ready? Inhaling and shifting the weight to the right, bringing arms and the left leg up, pausing at the top, and exhaling and coming back to mountain. On the next in-breath, shifting the weight to the left. Inhaling, bringing the arms and the right leg up, pausing, and coming back to mountain pose. So continuing in the flow of the breath, shifting and raising the legs side to side, finding the balance point while pausing at the top, and then returning and resting in mountain pose before lifting to the other side, letting your breath guide the movement and feeling the pulsation of this flow, expanding out, coming back to center. Each time you come to mountain pose, fully releasing the effort of balancing, the muscular action of supporting the body, and taking rest as you pass through this center point. And now coming to stillness, returning to mountain pose, noticing what's here now. Next, we'll move into a standing twist. So standing with hands on the hips, hips and pelvis facing forward. From the waist, gently twisting to the right. It may not feel like there's a lot of movement possible, and that's fine. Just taking it easy, breathing into this upper back twist. when you're ready, slowly moving out of the twist to face forward. And then on an inhale, spiraling from the waist to the left. And when you're ready, moving slowly out of the twist to face forward. And then on an inhale, spiraling to the right. Exhaling back to center. Inhaling, spiraling left. And taking several breaths as you return to center. Now, for a deeper twist, you can experiment with moving the feet a little closer together and twist again to the right, but this time initiating the movement from the ankles, moving the twist slowly through the body, ankles, knees, hips, waist, upper spine, neck, head, and finally continuing the spiral with the eyes, not straining, but exploring the depth of the twist, as well as the limits of your movement, with sensitivity. Returning to center. And now, moving to the left, keeping feet straight ahead, and allowing the rest of the body to revolve from the ankles, through the legs, waist, to the top of the head. Where do you notice sensations? How are the legs, the hips, the back? Breathing into the twist and coming back to center as you're ready. And bringing the arms by your side, returning to standing mountain. Breathing here. Feeling the results of this action. Now, moving to a forward bend. If you have high blood pressure, this is a pose you should avoid. Also, if you know you can't bring your hands all the way down to the floor, you're welcome to use a chair. Bring your hands to come to rest on whatever part of the chair would be comfortable when you bend over. Begin this pose by slightly bending the knees so they're not locked, placing the hands on the hips, hinging forward from the hips any amount, and placing the hands on the chair seat, on the shins, or on the floor to support you. As you release the shoulders, neck, and head downward. Breathing. Feeling the feet strongly rooted to the floor. Noticing the feeling of stretch in the back of the legs. Letting the belly soften. Feeling sensations throughout the body. Staying here as long as feels right. And when you're ready to come up, bringing the arms out in front of you as you bend the knees a little and pressing the feet into the floor, hinging back into the hips. Which help to leverage the spine. To come up in alignment. As you come into position, reaching the arms up into the sky, feeling the whole length of the body, breathing, and then slowly floating the arms down by your sides, finding the pose of the mountain after the forward bend, noticing the effects without judgment, present to yourself as you are. The next pose is chair pose, beginning from mountain, stretching both arms out in front of you at shoulder height, bending the knees as if you were going to sit in a chair behind you, only going as far as you're able with the hips no lower than the knees, feeling the length of the spine, the openness of the chest, and seeing if it's possible to soften through the shoulders, neck, eyes, and jaw, breathing as fully as possible, holding the pose only as long as is right for you today, but working at your limits. And when you're ready, moving out of the pose as carefully as you moved into it, noticing what parts of the body are working to do this, bringing the body upright and the arms returning to the sides. You may want to shake out a bit, letting go of any tension that arose from the intensity of the pose. And now just breathing. So becoming aware of any body sensations, thoughts, and feelings, as well as the breath. And now moving into tree pose. It's another balancing pose, so it's helpful to gaze at a stable spot in front of you on the wall or perhaps the floor, and shifting the weight into the right leg. And now placing the left leg anywhere against the inside of the right leg. Could be the ankle or lower leg, or maybe you can bring it further up against the thigh, but careful not to place it alongside the knee. So the left knee is pointing to the left, hips as balanced as possible. Like the trunk of a tree, the lower body is stable yet resilient, balancing and breathing. Now bringing palms together at the level of the heart, pressing the fingers evenly toward one another, the chest and shoulders open, and if you like, raising the hands up overhead, straightening the elbows, feeling the rootedness through the right foot, leg, and pelvis, stretching like a tree toward the sky. Breathing, being with the body as it is now. Balancing, wobbling, faltering, rebalancing, and when you're ready, coming out of the tree pose with care, lowering the arms to chest level, releasing the palms, and gently placing the left foot down on the floor, resettling so weight is balanced between the feet, releasing any tension in the legs. Switching legs now, shifting weight to the left leg, finding your focal point, placing the right foot along the inside of the left leg, wherever is comfortable for you, perhaps at the ankle, calf, or higher on the inside of the thigh, feeling the firm rootedness even as you balance. Bringing the hands together at the heart, palms and fingers meeting at midline, and using that support to stretch the arms overhead like branches of a tree, softening the face, maybe even smiling. When ready, lowering the arms, releasing the palms, lowering the right leg, finding the steady breathing two-legged mountain pose again. Noticing the effects of these standing poses on the mind, the body, and on the heart. We'll be doing some seated poses now, and you may need a rolled towel or a small cushion for support under the hips to maintain the natural curve of the lower back. As you move into a seated position, allowing the transition to be an aware transition, coming to the floor and bringing the sensation of the mountain with you. And if you're sitting on a cushion, placing your hips at the edge, keeping the spine long, head centered over your shoulders, the pelvis neutral and balanced, bringing the soles of the feet together as close to the groin as possible in the front of the body, bending the knees out to either side and pressing the feet together, interlacing the fingers around the feet, allowing the weight of the legs to provide a gentle stretch to the inner thighs and groin. Not forcing the knees down, but allowing the weight of the legs to provide a gentle stretch. Breathing into the lower belly. This is known as the Taylor pose. And now, extending the right leg out in front of you, keeping the left leg bent and resting against the inside of the right thigh. Make sure the hips are even and weight is balanced on the right and left. On an in-breath, raising the arms up overhead, lengthening the spine and waist, breathing into the back, the ribs expanding. And then on an exhale, bending from the hips, bringing the torso out over the right leg, keeping the spine long, melting the heart downward over the right knee any amount. It's fine if you don't move very far. This is a spinal stretch, as well as a stretch for the back of the right leg. You can allow the fingertips to come to wherever on the leg or floor that you can reach within your limits. Not straining, not pushing, but trusting the body's ability to let you know how much is enough. Closing the eyes briefly, if you wish. And now, to come up, pressing into the floor with the fingertips and lifting the torso up with the spine in alignment and switching legs. extending the left leg out in front and bending the right knee in and reaching the arms overhead, stretching out long and exhaling, keeping a long spine while bringing the torso out over the left leg. Fingertips meeting the leg or the floor, wherever is comfortable for you. Experiencing the whole body in this stretch. Noticing the mind, the heart, and the breath. And when ready, pressing into the hands and fingertips, keeping the spine aligned and bringing the body upright. And now, stretching out both legs long and gently shaking them on the floor to release any effort. And lying back, removing any props you may have been sitting on to come into corpse pose. Taking a few moments to stretch in any way the body might be asking for right now. Moving in any way you wish. And now, quieting the movement, coming back to corpse pose. Extending the legs, feet comfortably falling away from one another, arms out to the sides with palms upward. Completely releasing any effort, allowing the weight of the body to simply melt into the support of the floor. Breathing, acknowledging the body as it is, with its limitations and its capabilities, and becoming aware of the breath as it travels through the body, nourishing each and every cell. Sensing into the flow of breath as it enters and leaves the body. And acknowledging yourself for taking the time to practice, for coming to know the body in which you dwell, promoting a sense of well-being and deep inner wisdom.